All right, let's jump right into it. Prostate cancer is a really big deal globally, right?
Absolutely. And there's this huge buzz around natural compounds for support.
Yeah, so our mission today basically cut through the noise on these consumer available natural compounds for prostate cancer.
We're digging deep, trying to pull out the critical facts, you know?
Exactly. Separating promising lab stuff from, well, what's real for actual people.
The goal is to get you informed quickly and thoroughly, give you those crucial insights.
And maybe some surprising facts along the way.
But right up front, we need a crucial caution.
Good point.
These natural compounds, they're largely investigational. Think of them as potential complements, not replacements for conventional medical treatment.
Super important distinction.
And remember, just because something says natural doesn't automatically mean it's safe or effective,
Yeah.
not without solid science.
And the rules for supplements, totally different from prescription drugs.
Very different oversight. Okay, so let's dive into this world. It's kind of full of promise, but also paradox.
Yeah, like you see compounds oridonin, ferulic acid, in the lab. They look amazing. Anti-proliferative.
Meaning they stop cells from multiplying.
Right. Anti-inflammatory and pro-apoptotic, which basically means they tell cancer cells to, like, self-destruct.
And that multi-target approach sounds great, theoretically. Cancer's complex.
But, and this is the fascinating part. How does that lab promise actually translate, or sometimes how does it not translate?
Exactly. Let's take Uricoma longifolia. You probably know it as Toncatalli.
Oh, yeah, popular stuff.
So in test tubes, in vitro, it shows anti-cancer activity on prostate cells.
Okay, sounds good so far.
But here's the twist. Like you said, this same compound, it's known to actually increase testosterone levels in humans.
Whoa, okay, so hang on. Something attacks cancer cells in a dish, but could it also maybe stimulate prostate issues because of the hormone link?
That's the question, isn't it? Especially since some prostate cancers are hormone sensitive.
And it gets worse.
Well, our sources flagged a really alarming issue. Commercial Toncatalli products, often contaminated.
Contaminated with what?
Prescription drugs like sildenafil or even heavy metals.
Seriously, that's a massive, unpredictable risk.
Huge. It just screams for independent third-party testing, you know.
Absolutely. Okay, what else?
How about Nigella sativa? Black cumin or black seed?
Heard of it.
The preclinical evidence for its main active bit, dimoquinone, it suggests it could maybe boost chemo efficacy.
Make chemo work better.
Yeah, and maybe even reduce the toxicity to your normal cells. Sounds pretty good.
It does.
And the FDA calls it GRAS. Generally recognized as safe. But that's for food amounts, like spice rack amounts.
Ah, there's the catch.
Right, in medicinal doses, it has this long list of potential serious side effects and big interactions with common meds.
Like what?
Drugs for diabetes, blood pressure, blood thinners. So GRAS doesn't equal therapeutically safe.
Got it. Important nuance. What about stinging nettle, Urtica dioica?
Ah, yes. Well known for helping with BPH symptoms, benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Right, urinary issues, that sort of thing.
And importantly, it usually doesn't mess with PSA levels, which is good for cancer monitoring.
Okay, seems straightforward.
But look closer. This supposedly safe herb has vitamin K. It's a diuretic. It can lower blood sugar and blood pressure.
So, interactions again.
Big time. Clinically significant interactions with things like warfarin, lithium, diabetes drugs, blood pressure meds. It just shows natural power also means natural risk.
It's not always gentle just because it's green.
Precisely. Okay, one more quick example. Silibin fidusum from milk thistle.
Milk thistle, right. Liver support often.
Yep. Silibin itself isn't absorbed well by the body, poor bioavailability, but this phytosome formulation, much better.
So the formulation matters.
Hugely. It even showed improved PSA doubling time in one trial. But, there's always a but. Hey, seems like it. You might have estrogenic effects. So it's generally advised to avoid if you have hormone-sensitive cancers. Depends on your specific situation.
Wow. Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway here for you listening?
Well, these natural compounds, they offer really exciting avenues, no doubt.
But that leap from the lab bench to reliable human use, it's a big one. Lots of hurdles.
And the supplement world just doesn't have the same tight regulations as pharma. Quality varies. Safety isn't guaranteed.
Which brings up that critical question for your health. How do you critically evaluate these things? How do you become your own best advocate?
Yeah. I mean, this deep dive, it was all about giving you that shortcut, getting you well informed on this really complex topic.
And we absolutely have to repeat, talk to your doctor. your healthcare team.
Always. Before you even think about taking any natural compound or herb, especially for something serious like prostate cancer.
Or if you're on other medications, we saw how many interactions there could be.
Crucial. So maybe a final thought to leave you with.
Yeah.
How do we keep blending this, you know, traditional wisdom with really tough scientific checking, making sure things are both safe and actually work?
And what other compounds out there might have these same kinds of promises and paradoxes? Just waiting for a closer look. Food for thought.